WVW Broadcast Network is pleased to present the Ivan Raiklin Report with retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Green Beret, Ivan Raiklin. Ivan served 25 years in the Department of Defense, Intel, and Special Operations communities as an enlisted officer, civilian contractor on active duty, reserves, and National Guard across 5 states. Most recently, he was an instructor at the Joint Military Intelligence Training Center, teaching the U.S. intelligence intel community and international partners about intelligence analysis, national security, and multinational operations. He is currently a constitutional attorney. And now, here is your host, Ivan Raiklin.
All right. Well, folks, good afternoon. It's 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am currently located in Richmond, Virginia, known as the RVA, Richmond, Virginia. And this is my debut, thanks to Brandon House, who decided for himself to tell me, hey, Ivan, you need to create your own show called The Raiklin Report. And so I complied because he seems to be the one most knowledgeable about news and what needs to be talked about. And apparently I made a good impression with him and his audience. So I really appreciate it, Brandon, for launching this new show, The Raiklin Report. First thing I want to talk about before we kind of get into why I'm here in Richmond is a lot of people have been criticizing the introduction video. And at the very end, you see a picture of me with the OK sign. So for those that haven't read my telegram yet, the reason why I did that is because I'm a scuba diver, and I used to be a detachment commander for a Special Forces scuba team. And the sign while you're underwater that everything is OK is exactly that. It's the OK sign. And so if you think about it, since I am a self-proclaimed deep state marauder, law offensive coordinator inside of the swamp, I figured that I would need to give a sign expressing that while I'm diving in the swamp and draining it and dredging it, I want everybody to know that I'm okay. And they should respond in kind that they're okay. And if, they don't, guess what? That means I'm being effective because I'm targeting those that need to be exposed. Namely, your Mike Pence's, your Chris Ray's of the world, right? All those actors that violated our constitutional rights, particularly those in the FBI that stripped our ability to communicate with each other by directing their agents within the FBI to go ahead and censor us via Twitter, Facebook, you know, and all the other big tech platforms and big media platforms that are now considered enemies of our Constitution. All right, so why I'm in Richmond, Virginia? Well, I'm going to actually start going over here and explaining why. So right behind me, you'll see that there is the Capitol in Richmond. Every year on Martin Luther King Jr.'s day in January is the what's called a lobby day. And lobby day is where folks come in and interact with their state representatives, state senators. And today I actually happened to go into a couple of members' offices, one on the House side and one on the Senate side. These are the number one patriots that are representing us here in Virginia. So on the House side, you have Delegate John McGuire. John McGuire represents an area just outside of Richmond, Virginia, to the west. And then the other on the Senate side is probably if you've been following my telegram, you know that who that is. And that's State Senator Amanda Chase. Both of them on the House side serves on the Privileges and Elections and Campaigns Committee, and they are presenting bills tomorrow on election integrity. Particularly Senator Amanda Chase is submitting at least six bills on election integrity, restoring election confidence, and then going into changing our electoral system so that it's much more secure and we have more confidence in the system. So praise them, thank them for being here and fighting for us. But bottom line, out of the 140 representatives that we have in Virginia, 100 on the House side, 40 on the Senate side, John McGuire is pretty much the only patriot we have in a substantive way. There are a few others that are tolerable, but he's probably the number one draft pick. And on the Senate side is Senator Amanda Chase, who's the number one draft pick. I was hoping that I would be able to bring in some folks in here to talk about what they're involved in, particularly Senator Amanda Chase is at this event. It's a medical freedom rally right outside of the Capitol. She's going to be speaking here shortly at this event. You can hear in the background. And then I think Matt Strickland, who's also running, he's actually running for state senate in the Fredericksburg area in Virginia. And he's the, for those that don't know who he is, he's the one that went ahead and pushed back and did a Facebook post several weeks ago on how he was, his alcohol at his restaurant called Gore Melts was seized by the state police and the local sheriff because they were enforcing the COVID measures from 2 years ago. And then luckily, with all the pushback, and luckily he recorded it, the entire country galvanized behind him and pushed back to where the governor and the attorney general were essentially politically pushed into making sure that his alcohol, the license came back, and then all of his liquor came back so that he could continue to keep his business alive. But needless to say, he's a patriot, totally on our side. Go ahead and take a look at him, Matt Strickland, Strickland, and see his story. Absolute, magnificent patriot, someone worthy of supporting. So those are the three probably current politicians and incoming, hopefully, politicians within Virginia that are worthy of our support. All the other ones, I can't really vouch for, except for I found earlier today, there's a gentleman by the name of Ryan McDougal, current state senator, that is running against Tommy Norman, who's currently the minority leader of the Republican Party, who needs to be removed because he is a rhino. According to Matt Strickland, it's pretty much he's a American in name only, just like the rest of the weak, toxic, feckless, stone-cold cowards that take their marching orders from the Mike Pences of the world and the Christopher Reyes of the world and those ilk that we need to remove and replace. So, with that said, that kind of covers, generally speaking, what I'm doing down here in Richmond. And I wanted to show you real quick what this rally looks like. Now let's see who's speaking.
Let me
see if I can get somebody
over here. There's COVID money left unspent. Let's use that money and research the injuries. If there is no connection, then the proponents of the vaccines have gone a long way to solving vaccine hesitancy. But if there is a connection, then we will prevent further injury and even death. Our health is now, and nor should it ever be, a political issue. This is a win-win for all of us. It's my privilege to introduce you to two very strong and courageous women. It's not easy to come out here and share these stories of vaccine injury. Many of the injured are tired and they're dealing with major health issues. They were not able to be here today. So Debbie is married, mom of three kids. She is a preschool teacher. She is with React 19, which is an organization that was funded to help these patients find help and to get them to research. She is here today as an ambassador for the children who cannot be here themselves and who are injured by the vaccines. I'm also privileged to be joined by Joyce Goff. She's an occupational therapist and frontline worker for over 20 years. She joins us from Salem, Virginia, not just to share her story, but to bring awareness to the lack of recognition and medical treatment for the vaccine injured. And she asks for independent review and research for those whose lives have been changed forever. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for joining us today. My name is Debbie Rempe. I'm a preschool teacher and the mother of a vaccine-injured child. As a result of this experience,
Looks like we got a couple of VIPs here.
The past year, React 19 is a nonprofit.
Are you on the show now?
Yeah, I'm live right now, so I'm here with Senator Amanda Chase, who I just talked about, as these are the number one draft pick patriots from each chamber of the House and Senate here in Richmond, Virginia. So Delegate John McGuire and Senator Amanda Chase.
I am the lead. Let's talk real quick
what's going on here and what your involvement is.
And I'd like to share
the first thing that we're talking about today about is medical freedom in Virginia. It's your body, your choice.
Before I do that, I want
we
to
need full information about these vaccines. And no employer should ever mandate a vaccine, exactly, period, as a condition of employment, nor any college, university, education institution should never mandate one of these COVID vaccines as a part of employment. Entry, anything else?
I've got a bill that says that employer or student, you don't have to get the vaccine. So.
Does he want to send the House version? I have the Senate version.
That's this craziness.
We really do, and the people know that this is still going on. And I'm so thankful for the strides that we made having a Republican governor here in Virginia. But we need to do more. We still have mandates by private employers. They're still allowed to mandate vaccines, and we need to eliminate that practice here in Virginia and give the power back to the people who choose not to get the vaccine. It's their prerogative of their choice. The vaccine is not a vaccine. Has not been proven 100% safe. It really is.
Problems. And, you know, Ivan and you have been saying it for 3 years. Actually,
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
3 years.
All right, 3 years.
I think it's my third
it's
year.
It's been 3 years.
By the way,
folks.
A conspiracy is someone who hasn't caught Ivan a year ago, or 2 years, 3 years ago.
That's true.
Over the past 15 months.
So you going to talk?
Sydney has
there?
Had yeah, several surgeries. Coercion is not consent. What did they bully the heck out of us over those freaking vaccines?
In addition, she has developed
liver disease, which has destroyed over 60% of her liver.
Give people access to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which is another one of my bills. You know, there should be no reason someone dies of COVID, given all of the evidence supported behind ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and you know, doctors in Virginia have been discouraged through the Virginia Department of Health, through former Commissioner Colin Green's letter that he sent out to healthcare providers, providing a chilling effect on any healthcare provider that was concerned with losing their license. And thank God for Dr. Palmarek, Dr. Sheila Fury, Dr. Bob Malone for stepping up to the plate and overcoming that fear, and actually to the point where they were fired or let go because they didn't go along with the agenda that was in place, which I believe is population control, given the number of people that are dying from this vaccine, side effects. Google, for anybody questioning, Google died suddenly.
We don't use that platform.
Well, they did.
Whatever.
Blackballed any legitimate doctor that spoke up. You couldn't challenge.
Right.
Science that could not be questioned is not science. It was political opinion. And I don't call it the pandemic, I call it the plandemic. And no, it's just not coming out the truth.
Yeah, I mean, now we have the Twitter files that are releasing all that. And we're going to probably, hopefully in the next few days, we're going to get to Fauci files, which show exactly all of that through internal communications and the censorship. So here's a bill that I propose in Virginia. It's probably too late now, but maybe for the other states that are still working on them. So there needs, oh, really?
Yes.
Here's what I was thinking about when we were in your office. I think that there needs to be a bill that holds to account any federal officer that was involved, whether it be the executive, legislative, or judicial employee of the federal government, to include judges, right, members of Congress, or members of the executive branch, even to include, like, the director of the FBI. If you reside in Virginia, this is probably only going to apply for Virginia and Maryland, but if you reside in Virginia and you violated somebody's fundamental constitutional rights, you can be held accountable criminally, civilly, in your personal and your official capacity. What do you think of that? That is massive law offense.
Well, I think there need to be consequences if people knowingly withheld information from average citizens, which I think is what is going on through censorship. You know, I think if people are given the right information, they're given full information, they will make a good educated choice. But the problem that we saw with the social media platforms is they were only allowing one side of the equation. And so there were people who were either coerced or forced to get the vaccine because they wanted to keep their job. But they weren't given all the facts. They weren't given all the information about, and we did a lot of it we didn't know. But as we knew about it, the CDC actually shows on its own charts that we have more injuries in the last 2 years from the COVID vaccine than we do the last 30 years of all the childhood vaccines combined together.
And speaking of tech, And you were one of the ones that were banned off of Facebook.
Sure was, yes.
Right?
Facebook prison.
That's exactly. Oh, I got kicked off. Mark deleted it.
Oh, yeah. Manipulating the American people.
That's right.
I mean, thank God Elon Musk is starting to reveal some of the truth.
Right.
But I hope he does go to Fauci because we need to know the truth.
We are all volunteers. So
any last words?
Consequences.
We'll go to our care.
I love that.
Accountability.
Accountability.
Transparency. Full education.
Ownership.
Please visit to learn more.
That's right.
So make sure you support both of these patriots. Senator Chase and Delegate McGuire actually, I think, are the only two reps within Virginia that have a Telegram account, a Truth account. And I believe Getter. Do you have a Getter account?
Yeah. I have Getter.
So they're on the free speech platforms, and they have a Rumble account. I think you're setting yours up today. So that goes to show kind of where their heart, you know, their heart is. And definitely patriots. We need to get them reelected.
I'm running for state senate.
You're running for state senate. You're going to be a senator.
And
we need to make sure that we get a majority in the Senate so that there's a trifecta so that consequences can endure. Against all of Nuremberg 2.0, right?
Tried
a lot of different medications.
Thanks, guys. I love you guys. You are awesome. And look at who we have here, Matt Strickland.
That's awesome. Yeah,
all right, see you, Amanda. All right, looks like I got somebody else.
I knew I wasn't alone. I wasn't the only one. I had someone advocating for me.
So we got somebody here. So hopefully you can hear okay. We're trying to be respectful of those speaking, but also provide you kind of late-breaking content of what's going on here in Richmond, Virginia. I'm going to wait because he's right now talking to someone. But Matt Strickland is an absolute patriot that I talked about in the intro, and he is right here about to come in and talk with us and give us his little story about what happened in the collective to him and this medical tyranny that was attempted to be placed on him and his restaurant in Fredericksburg, Virginia. So let's hear from him directly. So his restaurant is Gore Melts, GOURMELTZ.
Headaches, nausea, exercise intolerance, double vision, that's the sleep on my glasses, a host of other symptoms, and other visual symptoms that we
actually see
in people with concussions, brain injury, and stroke.
Come here.
I did not have a stroke.
I hear you're running for state senate, District 1. So you're live right now. This is my... I just launched a show starting today. This is my debut. It's a daily program.
Mandy?
Wonderful.
And you want to say anything?
Hey, Ivan's a great guy. And, listen, we're just here at the Stop the Jab rally, right? It's your right not to have things mandated in your body. Everyone says your body, your choice until the government wants to get involved. And so, thanks for showing up, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, tell us a little bit about where you're running.
I'm running in Virginia State Senate District 1, which is Winchester City, and then Frederick Clark, Chandler, and Warren County.
I heard that there's like 20 people running in that race.
There are seven. There's room if you'd like to join. Come on out. I think the joke is every other Tuesday we've got a new candidate. So if you'd like to run, come on out.
And he was
Have you guys figured out if it's going to be primary convention?
It will be a firehouse primary. They've decided the date will be June the 20th, but no further information.
So when that vaccine came,
not deciding how they're going to collect the votes yet or anything.
So June 20th. Okay, excellent.
That might
and what's your top three things you're going to focus on?
Well, we're gonna put real school choice across the board, right? We're gonna give people educational freedom. We're gonna repeal the red flag law for
legitimate, and then
repealing the personal property tax.
Anything happens, I'll struggle on. If anything really bad happens, we'll fix it.
Where can people find you?
You can find me online at lansforva.com. Or find me on Facebook.
I waited until after Christmas. I got the first dose.
Same one.
And lansforva.com.
No like and follow the page. We're almost at 10,000. So I need all the help I can get.
I thought, it'll go away. Give it a few days.
I'm on Telegram. And things went downhill. I just got my Truth account yesterday. I was waiting literally for months. And I finally got my Truth account.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, you'll be able to find me on there probably starting tomorrow.
And then you heard a Getter?
I have heard of Getter, but I'm not on there yet.
Not wise.
I have heard of Getter. I'm not on there yet. Too many things to manage. Yes.
By summer of 2021, I went from working full time.
Good to see you, man.
Cutting down my stress temporarily.
Lance Allen.
If I just got enough rest, it would be all right.
Who else we have out here? Looks like we're getting some heavy hitters over here. Have you met Matt?
All in all.
Yeah, Matt, not a real close. Matt Strickland. Who else is out here?
I saw Senator Chase. John McGuire. Is John out here?
So
yep.
I was
just stepped down.
Okay. Phil Scott's over there in the back somewhere.
Who's he?
He's a delegate from Spotsylvania.
Matt's the vaccine.
Phil Scott?
Phil Scott. He's the delegate.
I don't think I've met him.
Yeah, he's over there in the back in a gray suit somewhere.
Road trip. Okay. Today.
Let me see.
Can you see? Me 2 or 3 days.
They're deep in conversation. I don't want to interrupt, but I kind of do at the same time.
Yeah,
since we're live here.
You know, otherwise, after the vaccine, there were times at the lowest when I could hardly stay on my feet. My heart rate would go up to 120 just brushing my teeth, so I'd have to sit down to brush my teeth.
All right, I wish I knew how to flip the camera so I can show you the event.
My hands would cramp up just cutting up vegetables, and I'd have to sit down to do it. But clearly, I've recovered a great deal since then. And I've recovered enough to be here today, even though I'm not all the way there. And I've recovered enough to speak up for myself here today, and hopefully to speak up for some of the people who can't be here today to tell their story. And for those people who aren't getting better, that aren't as lucky as I have been. I support medical freedom. I support research. I support REACT19. And if you'd like to learn more about REACT19, please, react19.org. If you feel you can donate, just once again, text REACT to 50155. If you can't donate, stay on your elected officials. I oppose vaccine mandates because vaccine injuries are real and we can't fix them. Thank you. Thank God we live in an age of technology and time. We had a little mishap, or not a little mishap. Robert Malone happens to be in the air right now. But through the miracle of technology, Robert Malone is here. So without further ado, Robert Malone.
For our children.
Oh, Dr. Malone speaks.
First COVID.
Let's listen to that real quick.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Malone. Today is Monday, January 16th, Martin Luther King Day. Today I'd like to talk to you a little bit about vaccine injury from these mRNA vaccines for COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2 protection. Vaccine injury and danger is a problem for our entire nation, for our children, for all of us. Unfortunately, the data now, as it's coming in, clearly demonstrate that the risks of the vaccines, particularly these boosters now, exceed the risks associated with the currently circulating Omicron variants. Furthermore, those Omicron variants have evolved under the pressure of mass vaccination to very effectively escape the ability of the vaccine to control infection, replication, or spread of the virus. The data now are coming in, for instance, recently from the Cleveland Clinic here in the United States, from a very large study of Cleveland Clinic employees, that the multiply inoculated patients, people, you and me, the ones that have taken lots of vaccines, are the ones at highest risk of infection and disease. And from all over the world, the data are coming in indicating that it is the vaccinated that are most likely to be hospitalized or dying. This is a tragedy, it's an avoidable tragedy, and it's one that we can stop by intervening now. It's the 17,000 physicians and medical scientists that I represent have made a clear, unequivocal statement last spring that based on the data that we saw then, it's our opinion very strongly that these products should be withdrawn from the market. They are neither safe nor are they effective. In terms of what is a vaccine supposed to do, it's supposed to prevent you from getting infected and from transmitting infection to others. It's clear that these products do not provide that benefit.
about to end. But
more than that,
it's only a 30-minute show, so I wanted to get you in here before we finish off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're at, you got 3 minutes. I'm going to walk a little bit over here. So we're not going to speak right after. Oh, right after him? Okay. Let's do this then. All right, I'm here with Matt Strickland. I already basically did an intro at the beginning of the show about you. I thought we were going to have you on earlier, but you know, you're a busy man. Everybody's clamoring towards the leadership that you provide.
But after about 2 months,
the energy out here is greater risk amazing, man. I appreciate so much everybody that comes out to grassroots events like this, because this is where the fight is where it starts. And this is how we make sure the fight is successful, by banding together and letting these people who are our legislators know
the range of damage
we're not going to be you.
Hopefully, we'll see, man. 2023.
All right,
we won't take no more.
Tell us real quick about Gore Melts in Fredericksburg, how we can support
Gore Melts in Fredericksburg, ironically. It's off of Patriot Highway in Fredericksburg.
Nice.
And we got some good stuff for you guys. It's a very unique restaurant. Something like you've never been to before. And we're at 10013 Patriot Highway in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And it's the whole name of
Gore Melts 90s
Music Bar and Draft House. So we're all about 90s music in there.
From your normal enzymes.
Did they give you back your liquor?
Yeah. So they took my ABC license, Health Department license for not following COVID mandates. We took
a variety of different types of damage associated with blood clotting.
My recommendation, sir, your first bill when you're in the center,
abolish the ABC.
Nuremberg 2.0.
Yeah, I like that too.
Anything that was done as it relates to any illegal or constitutional shutdowns, the face toilets, the tests, the clot shots, shutting down your business,
and these blood clots, coercing, as I mentioned, can be very large.
Guess what?
And
you want
these are the large, strange, gray, rubbery clots that is being identified by
doctors.
But they can also be very small.
Exactly. If they're not held
accountable, and in a recent CDC announcement statistical signal having to do with
everything that's happened the past few years never happens again to any other citizen. So that's my mission, and
that's entirely consistent with this characteristic.
I'm only up the street, up in Alexander. There you go, Matt Strickland.
This
man, we got the biggest Patriot names down here in Richmond, Virginia. Looks like I'm about to run out of time here with 29 minutes in. So thanks for tuning in. Where can people find you? You got a website?
Yeah, check me out at mattforva.com. It's all spelled out mattforva.com.
And then
social media is also at Matt for VA.
Directly or
Matt for VA. Oh, are you on Truth? Truth Telegram?
Everything, man. At Matt for VA.
Do you hear that, folks?
Truth.
That's it. Getter, Telegram, that should indicate quite a few things, Patriots.
That's right.
Excellent.
Hey, thank you, brother. Thank you, man. We'll see you as always, bro.
Man, I want to get a picture of the two of you. I'm for sure. All right, I think that's 30 minutes. Brandon, thank you for having me on. This is our debut. Hopefully you were able to hear us. I know there's a lot of background noise, but we wanted to make this as engaging as possible. And hopefully we're going to be having some, you know, in-studio content sometimes in the field. It all depends on where the main effort is. I always like to be engaged where the main effort is. And today it happens to be here in Richmond during lobby day.
So we absolutely are seeing
Ivan Raiklin signing off. If you want to learn more about me and what I'm working on in a more substantive way, check out the Substack. You can see that there. And I think that's it, Logan.
The alterations in menstruation.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Do you appreciate the free programs at worldviewradio.com, WVWTV.com? Do you appreciate the fact we put out a 24-hour-a-day stream of free television? By the way, did you know that's free for you to watch, but it's not free to us? We spend thousands of dollars a month in pushing out free programming. We have to pay the bandwidth. Every time someone listens to a radio show, watches a TV show, we get a bill. We have to pay the bandwidth bill. That comes to thousands of dollars a month, not counting the cost of our...